We are now up to, for those of you following along, we are up to the Shar HaZechira. We're more than halfway through the Sharim, for sure. We're definitely heading towards the end. We're going to do two tonight. We're going to do the Shar HaZechira and the Shar HaShechacha, remembering and forgetting. Obviously, they play off each other, so we're going to do both together and try to combine them into one to come out with an understanding of the importance of Zechira, of memory, and forgetting when it comes to our midos and serving Hashem. So the Orcho Sadikim, our Rebbe in Midos, tells us that remembering is necessary for the world to function. You have to have zechir, you have to have memory. It is so, so important to remember things. We have to remember promises that we make. We have to remember not to reveal things if we were told them in confidence. None of these like, oops, I forgot I wasn't supposed to say that. We have to remember to repay people who have lent us money and not to forget to pay them. We have to remember many things so that we aren't overburdened and forget our responsibilities. We have to keep track of things, not to forget if we're supposed to pick people up, if we're supposed to take care of an errand, if we're supposed to call somebody, if we're supposed to do something our parents asked us to do. We have to remember. Remembering things is so, so important. Nobody wants to have a friend who always, you know, forgets the birthday, forgets to pick them up, you know, forgets this important thing. When you remember people and you remember things about them, it shows that you're loyal and you care about them. You have to remember people who did us favors and to repay them. You have to remember to keep our pledges to tzedakah if you promise to give money. And most importantly, you have to remember Hashem. Shivisi Hashem. The Negdi Summit, I have to remember before me at all times. This is actually the first halach in the Ramah and Shulchan Aruch. You have to remember Kadosh Baruch Hu in everything we do and everywhere we go. If you forget things, says the Orcho Sadikim, then you got to write it down. Either take a pen and a paper, or you have an app on your phone to keep notes that are important to you. You got to remember things. And if you don't remember things, you got to write them down. Questions you want to ask, things you want to learn, things you want to take care of. It's good to write them down, to have a list, a to-do list on a piece of paper. It just makes sense. We should all be in the habit of writing down things we need to take care of and not simply to assume that we're going to remember, because sometimes we don't. To have, again, something on the phone, a pen and a paper, papers that we can carry around to make sure that we are accomplishing things, we don't forget interesting ideas we thought of, I heard a Dvar Torah, maybe I want to write it down so I remember it later on. It's good to write things down to make sure we remember it. In fact, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Choshen Mishpat, you have to write an IOU down if you owe somebody money, an IOU note to remember that somebody lent you money whenever you borrow money. In fact, the Aruch HaShulchan says it doesn't matter how small the money is. If somebody lent you a dollar, you should either pay them back right away when you can or write a note to make sure that you remember. So you should write a note to make sure that you remember it. Then he goes on to explain that zechira, remembering, is found in so many of our mitzvos. When men wear tzitzis and tefillin, we have to remember things. And how many mitzvos connect to remembering in Yetzias Mitzrayim? We have the sheish mitzvos that we have to remember as well. And therefore, really the bulk of the Shar HaZechira is interesting. The Orcho Sadikim, and we're going to learn together now, is going to list 30 different things that you should remember twice a day. So I'm going to go through all 30. You can write them down as we're going through them, or if you have an Orcho Sadikim, you can mark them off. There are 30 things that we're going to discuss right now that you should remember twice a day. You should take time out to go through this list twice a day. And if you can't do it twice a day, then at least once a day, he says at least once a week, at bare minimum, to go through and to review these 30 things, to remember these things. Now, he says, to remember doesn't mean to simply say the words. I can also read a grocery list. You can read a grocery list. There's nothing special about that. It means to be written on one's heart. Uksavtem aluchos libech, to write it in your heart, to instill it, and to really make it a part of who you are, so that these 30 things impact you. And he explains that remembering these 30 things will allow our Avodas Hashem to be accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to make us better Jews. Now, keeping in mind, and this is important, even if you are challenged in one or many of these areas, it could be worse. And you could have be worse off in certain areas than certain people, better than certain areas, but whatever it may be, Hashem wants us to keep in mind these 30 things. This is what the Aruch HaTzaddikim says. Are we ready to begin with number one? So he says as follows. The first thing is to remember the kindness that Hashem has created you and given you everything you need for free, for no cost. Hashem has given you everything you need. He expects technically really nothing in return, and Hashem has created you with chesed. That is the first thing to remember. The second thing you should remember is the kindness of Hashem through the health of your body, that you have a healthy body that functions and works to the best of your ability. That's something you should remember as a kindness from Hashem. Number two, yes. Because you have it in some form. Let's talk about the health. Okay, maybe a person has something that's not like everybody else in their body, but they have things that are definitely better than other people. Everyone's going to be better off than somebody else in some form. Not to gloat, that's not what I mean. What I mean is though, okay, let's say a person, you know, suffers from, I don't know, we'll pick something like relatively light and not like so, you know, not the ends of the world. Let's say a person has like, you know, celiac, okay? So they can't digest gluten, bread, things like that. Is it annoying? Yes, but they have healthy hearts and, you know, healthy lungs and both their feet work and whatever it is. You can always thank Hashem for the health that you have and to remember to thank Hashem for the health you have in your body. Number three, to remember the chesed of Hashem that He gave you chachma and das and wisdom, that you have mental health and you are of sound mind. Number four, we should remember the chesed and that Hashem gave us the Torah HaKadosh, the Holy Torah, which can raise up our ruchnias as it teaches us the proper way to act. And through keeping of the Torah, it will raise us up to the level where we are zocha to Olam Haba. We should remember, number five, that Hashem gave us the Torah HaTahor, the pure Torah, to understand the Ratzon Hashem, to use our mind to relate to what Hashem wants of us, to relate to Hashem on an intellectual level, not just on a spiritual level, but on an intellectual level. Number six, we should remember to see if any part of our body has gone against the Ratzon Hashem. If we've sinned with our mouth, our hands, our eyes, if the rest of the natural world does the Ratzon Hashem, we should remember to do Hashem's will as well with the body that He gives us. Number seven, we should remember that we are Avdei Hashem, that we are servants of Hashem, and that we should be Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim, we should accept upon ourselves the yoke of heaven. Number eight, we should remember to focus on Hashem when we are doing a mitzvah. This goes for Chovos Halavavos, when we need to spend time contemplating Hashem. We should remember Hashem when it comes to davening. Don't daven Shemesrei, not think about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And when it comes to any physical mitzvah, waving a lulav, giving tzedakah, whatever it may be, always think about Hashem when doing those mitzvahs. Number nine, we should remember to serve Hashem in a manner that is l'shma, not because of reward or punishment. We should remember to serve Hashem because we're supposed to serve Hashem. Rav Chaim Volozhin gives the example of a visiting king who was walking through the town, and the people came to see him. And he asked them, could someone go get me a drink of water? And the people began running all over the place. I need to get water for the king. I want to get water for the king. I need to find a cup. Where's the faucet? Someone's getting a Poland Spring bottle, whatever it may be, running all over the place. So even though there was no reward, and the king is never going to really remember that encounter or ever repay them, there was such excitement to say that they served the king. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so much greater than that. If a celebrity came and said, somebody looked up and said, you do me a favor, you would run to do it. So why wouldn't we have the same excitement to run as to fill the Ratzon Hashem in matters of the Lishma? Just because HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked you to do something, you should want to run and take care of it. Number 10, we should remember our past actions and whether we did the proper or improper thing so we can learn from our mistakes and we can grow. Number 11, we should remember how much effort we put in for money, grades, esteem, and think that we should be putting in the same, if not more, efforts for Avodas Hashem. Number 12, we should remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows our thoughts. And we see that when someone who is not usually with the king comes to visit, the person dresses up very nicely. You put in a very nice clothing, a new suit, very nice dress. We know that Esther told Mordechai, "Ki ein levo el shar hamelech belavush sak." We don't come before the king dressed in disgusting clothing, and that Yosef was shaved and showered and dressed before seeing Paro. However, the attendants, the people who are with the king all the time, the avadim, who are intimately there in the king's chambers in the king's palace with him all day, don't dress in such physically fancy clothing. But what do? They adorn themselves not with clothing, but with their thoughts, their constant meditation on the will and the ratzon of their king. And so too, we should be aware as well, remembering that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows our thoughts, and we should adorn ourselves, we should clothe ourselves as the servants of the king with Hashem thinking about us and we thinking about Hashem. 13. We should remember to make sure that we're using our chachma and our money properly. Whatever gifts Hashem gave us, we're using it properly. 14. We should remember how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us in each and every generation. And when we think about this, it will cause us to have a feeling of love towards Hashem. When we think about how much Hashem loves us, we will then love Hashem in return. Rav Yaakov Emden famously writes in his introduction to his Siddur that through all the difficulties the Jewish people had, all the nations trying to hurt us and trying to attack us, who is still around? We're still around. The Romans are gone. The Greeks are gone. The Byzantines are gone. The Babylonians are gone. The Persians are gone. And the Jewish people stand here. And he says, this enough is to show Hashem's love for us, how much he cares for us. And this is, in fact, he says, the greatest miracle, more than any other thing. Rabbi Akiva Eiger asks, how can I be forced to feel love towards Hashem? So he says, the answer is, as Shlomo Melech writes in Mishlei, Kemayim ha-panim la-panim kein lev adam. As you look in a reflection, so too you see back at yourself. Before we recite the parsha of Yahavtes Hashem Elokecha in Shema in the morning, what do we say right before that? Habocher bi'amo Yisrael bi'ahava. That Hashem chose us with love. If Hashem loves us so much, and we recognize how much Hashem loves us, then we'll want to return that same feeling towards Hashem. To remember Hashem's love is number 14. Number 15, we should remember to prepare for Olam Haba, because we don't know where our journey here is going to end. We don't know when we're going to leave this world, and therefore we always need to remember that we're always constantly preparing for Olam Haba, and that's where we're going to have to end up. Number 16, we have to remember the Yom HaMisa, that eventually we will die, and that eventually everyone will leave this world at older ages, at younger ages, and our neshama is in our body on loan from Hashem. Now Rashi says in the Gemara in Shabbos that just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a nefesh in a pure form, we should try our best to return that neshama to Hashem b'tahara, without sin, and try to keep it as pristine as possible. 17, we should remember every day to avoid people who lead us towards averos and to spend more time with people who lead us towards mitzvos. 18, we should remember the chasdei Hashem, the kindness of Hashem, from being saved from natural disasters or illness. There are so many people who come across different natural disasters, sudden illnesses, and if you don't have that, it's a chesed from Hashem that prevents us from not experiencing such tragedies. 19, we should remember that any wealth that we have is only a loan from Hashem, and that Hashem can take it away at any moment. Whatever Hashem wants us to have, He'll give to us, and whatever He doesn't want us to have, He'll take away. 20, we should remember how small we are compared to the rest of the universe, yet at the same time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us mastery over all the beings in the world. We're so small compared to the infinite nature of this universe and the cosmos and the galaxies and how small we are on this blue and green dot that is the earth, but still on this planet we're in charge of everything. And if so, we should be in awe and humbled by the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has revealed to us any knowledge about Him whatsoever. Now the Vilna Gaon writes on Maseches Brachos that the bracha of She'asa li tzarach kol tzarchi, that Hashem has made me everything I need, is meant to highlight the shoes that we wear. Why? Because he says shoes are generally made of animal skins. And we are highlighting that by taking animals and making shoes from their skin, that we dominate the earth. We dominate creation. And this is the meaning of kol tzarchi, that everything in the world is there for our usage. Kol tzarchi, everything is for what I need. The pasuk says in Tehillim, Timshalu b'maseh yadecha, kol shata sachas raglav, that we show our moshe, that we are dominant, that is underneath our feet. And that's what it means, that we take the creatures of this world and we wrap them on our feet to show that we control the world. So the Shlah HaKadosh cites the Marashal, who discusses the four levels of life. I think we all know this from school: domain, a mineral, chai, a plant, an animal, tsomeach, a plant, and a medaber, human beings who speak. The tsomeach, the plant, takes nutrients from the ground, the domain, the minerals. The chai, the animal, eats the produce of the ground. And the medaber, human beings, we eat the chai, we eat the animals and the tsomeach and the plants. And we take shoes made from the chai, made from the animal, and it shows our shlita, our control over chai, tsomeach, and domain. Perhaps this is why Kadosh Baruch Hu makes us take off our shoes in places of Ashras Ashrina. Moshe had to take off his shoes by the burning bush. And we take off our shoes in the Beis HaMikdash, right? We take off our shoes on Yom Kippur. Why? Because we shouldn't have any signs on those holy places or those holy days that relate to our control over the earth. Right? Those are times and places, Yom Kippur, the Beis HaMikdash, where we need to recognize, focus solely on Hashem, that we have no control. So on those times and places, we don't wear our shoes, because the wearing of shoes shows control. We want to show we don't have control at those times and places. 21. We should try and remember all of the mitzvos. And as one gets better and more connected to one mitzvah, try and add more and more and more, and trying to grow in our mitzvos. It's a good thing to try to learn about the mitzvos, to learn Sefer HaChinuch, the Sefer Mitzvos of the Rambam, to be familiar with what are the 613 mitzvos. The Rambam, the Chavetz Chaim has a beautiful book called the Sefer Mitzvos HaKatzar, where he counts out, you know, the 200 or so mitzvos that are still relevant nowadays. Number 22, one should remind himself to be a good friend. As it says in Pirkei Avos, Uknei Lecha Chaver, you have to buy for yourself a good friend. Asei Lecha Rav, make for yourself a Rebbe. Anybody can have a good Rebbe. You should have put in the money, the purchase, to have a good friend. 23, one should remember the greatness of Hashem and niflos habore, the amazing things in this world. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Yesod HaTorah in the second chapter that this is the path towards Avas Hashem, thinking about the planets and the sky and the moon and the beautiful flowers and the brilliance of a human egg and the eye and how the body and the mind works. Think about these incredible scientific, you know, endeavors and facts, and will lead one to love Hashem more. 24. One should remember that as a person gets older, they become wise and they gain more understanding. It is important for younger people to remember that they're not always as wise as they think they are, and to look up to people who are more knowledgeable, who have more experience. 25. One should remember every day the ultimate pleasure will be Olam Haba, and it's not this world. Everything is about Olam Haba and not this world. 26. One should remind themselves every day of the onshin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes us for not doing the right thing, and improve our sense of Yiras Shemayim. Now, this is a bit difficult for many people, certainly in this generation. Why is all this focus in the Torah on punishment? In fact, Rav Aaron Cutler has a beautiful mimer in his Mishnas Rabbi Aaron, the first volume. Rav Aaron Cutler, Rosh Yeshiva in Lakewood. He says, if you look in the Rambam, you look in the Mesilas Yesharim, they talk about how Yiras HaOnesh, the fear of punishment of Hashem, is a very low level of Avodas Hashem, very low level. It's not exalted about thinking about the greatness of Hashem or how wonderful Hashem is. I'm going to serve Hashem because He's going to give me a patch. I'm going to serve Hashem because I might get struck by lightning. That's why I'm going to serve Hashem. It's a very low level. But says around Cutler, open up a Chumash. Every single pasuk is going to talk about an onesh, a punishment. You go Shabbos, you get this punishment. Chametz on Pesach, you get that punishment. This korban, or this punishment. Avodah Zarah, that punishment. Onesh is all over the Torah. How can I reconcile these two realities, where the Torah is talking about punishment all the time, and at the same time, the Rambam and the Mesilas Yesharim are telling me, no, punishment is only for very low, base people who can't think of very, you know, exalted and high-level things. How does that work together? So listen to a beautiful idea from Aaron Cutler. He says that Yiras HaOnesh, the fear of punishment, plays an introductory role in Avodas Hashem. It's the stepping stone, But it's not the ultimate goal. Firstly, he says, Yiras HaOnesh, the fear of punishment, pushes away the initial force of the Yetzer Hara when we think about the bad things that can happen from Chet. And it allows us to clear our minds and then focus to build on loftier reasons and higher and more spiritual reasons to serve Hashem. For example, you just heard a shiur on all of the terrible things that happen when you speak Lashon Hara. All the different averos the Chafetz Chaim counts, the fact that if you speak Lashon Hara, the other person gets your mitzvos, all these terrible things that Lashon Hara does to a person, how it affects your neshama, how it damages the neshama. So now it's the next day, and you are sitting with your acquaintance, and they say something nice about this person that you want to say something not nice about, and all of a sudden, deep inside of you, that feeling bubbles up. I can really put that person down right now. I can knock them down, make them look bad, make me look good, but with a little Lashon Hara. And that feeling is bubbling up inside. And then you're, but yesterday I heard, you know what happens if you speak Lashon Hara, how it hurts your neshama, and how the person gets all your mitzvos and you speak Lashon Hara about them, and you violate, you know, up to 20 different averos, the Chafetz Chaim says. And know what it does? For a moment it pushes down that feeling and it clears the way. And now for that quick moment that it stopped me, now I can think of other things. Oh, I shouldn't speak Lashon Hara because it's not good for Bein Adam L'Chaver and hurts other people's feelings. And it ruins my relationship with Hashem. And it shows that, you know, I'm not, you know, the type of person who's positive as I should be. So says Aaron Cutler, Yiras HaOnesh is not the goal. To be fearful of Hashem because of a punishment is not the end of the world. It's not the end goal. But it is very important and an important tool in fighting that initial kick from the Yetzer Hara. That's number one. The second point, says Aaron Cutler, is that it's a basic form of remembering what the Ratzon Hashem is. What does Hashem want us to do? What does Hashem not want us to do? Hashem wants us to keep Shabbos. And do you know how much Hashem wants us to keep Shabbos? Because if you don't keep Shabbos, you get skila. You know how much Hashem doesn't want us to eat chametz on Pesach? You get karis. So it allows us to remember and to balance in our minds what is the Ratzon Hashem and what is not the Ratzon Hashem. And therefore, Yiras HaOnesh plays a role. But then again, it's not the ultimate point of everything. Okay? 27, we should remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is merciful and patient with us when we sin. And this should increase our love of Hashem. 28, we should remember to dedicate everything we have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore to accept that because all that we have from belongs to Hashem, whatever He chooses to do is correct. If Hashem wants me to have this, then it's the right thing. If Hashem doesn't want me to have it, then it's the right thing as well. 29, one should remember that the Iker, the main point, is the Neshama and not the Guf. We're all about the neshama. We're here to protect the neshama, to build the neshama. And therefore, if you're at a crossroads, what should I do here? You should always ask yourself, is this going to benefit the neshama or is this going to benefit the guf? I need to get up because I want to daven on time, but I'm tired in bed. Well, what's going to benefit? Is it going to benefit the neshama or is it going to benefit the guf? I want to go eat out somewhere in a restaurant that doesn't have a hechsher. But, you know, I don't know, what could be so bad about ice cream? What could be the end of the world? But it doesn't have a hechsher. Is that going to benefit the guf or is that going to benefit the neshama? You always remember that the ikar thing is the neshama and not the guf. Taking care of the neshama is the most important thing, more than the guf. Right? We say in Eishes Chayil, Sheker hachein vehevel hayofi, ish yiras Hashem hisis alal. Beauty, it's not what it's about. It's not about the guf. But Yiras Hashem, the Nefesh, the Neshama, that's what it's all about. And finally, 30. The 30th thing you should remember every day is that it's only HaKadosh Baruch who takes care of you and sustains you in this world, and that your best friend in life is Hashem. So these 30 ideas, says the Orach HaTzadikim, are only in brief, but the more you think about them, the more you meditate on them, it will create a Koach Elyon, a higher spirit within you. And the more you think about these ideas, the better a person you will become. And the Torah constantly reminds us to review these principles, and that this is really the essence of what Shema is about, to remember these principles. He goes on to say that the Midah of Zechira, the Midah of remembering, is an important tool in working on all other Midos. And the Midah of Zechira, when you work on remembering things and making a part of your memory, it will eventually bring it to a point of action as well. On the other hand, and this is what he writes in the Shara Shichra, which is only about 2 pages, he says you should try and forget bad things that people have done to you. Don't bear grudges against people. However, if you hurt someone else, you should remember this so you can fix what you have done. So that's really the rule here at the end of the day. You want to work on remembering the right things and forgetting the wrong things. And if we have both together, it's a very powerful tool to use Zechira in the service of Hashem, and it can branch out and to help us all in the other midos that we've been discussing so far this year.